The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" And he said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none. And whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" And he answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" And he told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. And John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, and I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Rejoice! Joy! A joy that overflows. That's the message of today. You know, I'm trying to think of something to communicate that message. Here's what I came up with. Let's see how it works. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Meg.
Meg, could I ask you to volunteer, Meg?
Sure.
Great. You'd have to come forward and stand in front of the congregation. If you can, you want to stand up there at the top stair? Perfect. And face us. Okay. I'm guessing that you're getting ready for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Are you buying gifts for other people and family? Yeah. You know, I want to do something to fill you with great joy. So I want to help you buy some of those Christmas gifts. I'm going to give you all the money in my wallet. It's not much. There you go. How much is that?
$15.
Wow, $15. Oh, you know, I'm hungry. That was all my money. You think you could, oh, you can keep a lot, but you think you can give $4 to me for a hamburger? Oh, thank you.
That's
three. Okay. Wow, why, how come you're so generous? Why would you give me $4?
Because you're hungry.
Because I'm hungry, okay. And where did you get that 14? Oh, okay, so you're sharing with others the gift you got. And so God wants to fill us with joy, but not only for ourselves, so that we share that joy with others. Does that sound cool? Here, you take that. And you can do whatever you want as long as your dad approves. Thank you.
Thank you.
One option's putting it in the collection basket. But I don't want to give you any ideas. You know, there's lots of problems in our world, isn't there? We have hunger. We have starvation. We have violence. We have war. We have division. We have rich. We have poor. And there are many good people who really work hard to try to solve these problems. We've got sociologists and professionals and politicians and corporations and government organizations and nonprofits, Everyone's coming up with a plan to solve the world's problems. In the gospel today, John the Baptist gives a very simple plan. But you know what? I think if everyone did that, it would solve a lot of the problems. Anyone has two cloaks? Give to the one who has none. Same thing with food. I'm going to go on, but John is saying to share, like Meg, the gifts that we have with others. For I know we work hard for our gifts, but in the end, they're really all gifts from God, because God gave us those tools to work hard. God gave us another day. And the greatest joy of the gifts we're given is not to hold them for ourselves, but to give them to others. And you know, people often ask, why does God allow so many problems in the world? It's people who are sick, people who are hungry. I think part of the reason is because God wants to draw us all together. And it is in helping others, even in their needs, that we somehow grow closer together. And when we give of ourselves, we make room for more of God's gifts in us. And so, yes, we should do all these things through our corporations, our politics, and our social, non-governmental, and governmental agencies. But John is also telling us to reach out one-to-one and help those around us, help those in need. Because it isn't putting the money in an envelope and sending it off. That helps, but it's the love and the something deeper that happens when we touch another, when we share our lives with them. And that makes a big difference in the world. This week, last Wednesday, our school made sandwiches for the homeless, and our student council went down to Homeless Connect in downtown LA and gave out those sandwiches. They could have just sent the sandwiches from the school, right? And the homeless would still have gotten them. But there was something that happened in that exchange. A lady from the mayor's office thanked me for bringing the kids. I didn't bring them. They just told me they were going. I tagged along. Because they've changed the whole spirit here, she said. That's because they were amongst the people giving out and giving of themselves. And it's more than just a sandwich, right? It's the love. And I haven't had a chance to talk to the kids a lot since then, but I'm sure that they got a lot from it too. John the Baptist has given us a real important remedy to help in a lot of the world's problems. Additionally, John the Baptist talks to tax collectors, soldiers, and he tells them to be just in their work and their places of employment. Not only should we be generous, but we're called to be moral both in our public and our private life. We're called to do the right thing. And oftentimes, we are tempted in our corporate world and our sinful structures to say, well, everyone else is doing it. What's it matter? Or it's my job. This is what I have to do. We're called to always do the right thing, even in difficult circumstances. Because in the end, corporations, governments, any system is only as good as the people that make it up. And these systems have no moral conscience or character. It's the people that make up the systems. And so even in our workplaces and in our public life, we should act morally. Sometimes we will get persecuted for that. We might even lose our jobs. We might be ridiculed. But that's the message of Jesus on the cross. Doing the right thing in the midst of a difficult, sinful world isn't always going to give us reward. But like Jesus on the cross, the next 300 years, thousands, millions of people followed his good example and changed the world. So too, our example, it may not, but it can make a big difference. But even if it doesn't, we can stand before the Lord and know that we did the right thing. And so our world is filled with many problems, many ways to solve them. John the Baptist has given us some very simple things. Be generous with all you have, your material things. Be just in all you do. But then he says a third thing. There's someone coming after me who's going to give you the Holy Spirit. You see, number one and number two are really necessary to make room for a greater gift. Because of all the things we have in the world, nothing's greater than what God wants to give us. That $14, you know, that's nothing. But God can give us an infinite amount of love and grace, peace and joy. But if we're holding on to everything, our material possessions, our security, our ways of believing, or whatever it may be, we don't make room for God. God wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit, but God's Holy Spirit is infinite. So God wants to fill us, and then he wants us to use it and give it out so that he can fill us some more, and we become like a faucet of his love in the world. And that cleans out our arteries. That flow of the Holy Spirit through us gives us infinite, invaluable riches, wisdom, strength, counsel to guide our families and our places of work. St. Paul in Galatians 5:25 says, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness. These are the riches that God wants to fill us with. Chapter 5 of Romans says that God's can fill our hearts with the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's my prayer today, that together we be generous with all we have. We act justly in all we do, and we ask for that gift of the Holy Spirit, the infinite riches that God wants to give us and give the world through us, his love, his joy, his peace.